This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I was just teasing Tammy. There was a, as you can imagine, we always get Facebook. What are those called? What?
Trolls?
No, the Facebook. Not, I won't call them trolls yet, but.
They want friend requests.
They want friend requests. See, it shows you how Facebook friendly my mind is. So you get these friend requests, right? And they're always, like, pretty girls, and they say, you know, like your show, whatever, want to be a friend. And then you look, and then they have this Aramaic printing in them, for God's sakes. Right? Everybody who's their friend don't speak English. Yeah, and I'm saying, if you're trying to troll somebody or snag somebody, think it through. How dumb can you be? That's beside the point. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I told you it'd be a smorgasbord of stories this hour. I'm telling you, there's so much going on. We could do 5 hours of stupid stuff, 5 hours of just crazy stuff. I'm not going to, because I would make myself crazy. I'd have heartburn for days afterward. But the first story I led with, or what I told you I was going to talk about, which is, this is just perfect. Forgive me, I know people that live in San Francisco, you're wonderful people, I get it, you deserve this. Because if you keep voting not to have these kind of things to happen, and you keep losing, get out of there, or bring somebody else with you. Bring other people that will get it turned over. San Francisco airport officials say that there's a surge of homelessness. Do you know where it's taking place? At the airport. That's right. Officials at the San Francisco International Airport are evaluating how to best address the growth issue of homeless people taking shelter in the air hub. The latest challenge stemming from the Northern California city's homeless crisis. The one that is Trump's fault. Oh, no, I'm not joking. I'm serious. Gavin Newsom, guy that wants to run for president, has said that, this is great, that the reason there's so much homelessness in San Francisco and in California as a whole is because of President Trump. Now, I want you to think about what he's saying. First, he says, see, the economy is so good that the people, when the economy was bad, the pricing for apartments in San Francisco was low because they couldn't fill them. But now that people are getting paid well, now that everybody has a job, especially in the high-tech industries and what have you, the apartment owners have hiked up the pricing. So the people that used to be able to afford the low-end apartments, which are in nice areas, they can't afford the rent anymore, so they've had to move out. Where do they move? They move into their cars. They move into the streets. That's Trump's fault. Although it's called capitalism, which Gavin himself has taken advantage of, but that's Trump's fault. But it gets better than that. Doesn't, you know, none of these crazy stories ever stop there. Right? So what the California legislature has decided to do, since Trump has made the economy really good, and apartment owners are making too much money, and home rental owners are making too much money, they're going to pass statewide rent control. They're going to show you the lunacy never stops. The valve, they have turned the spigot wide open and broke the valve off. Earlier this week, a local news station reported that San Francisco, or SFO, is experiencing a recent surge of homelessness, people taking refuge in the busy airport. Many are said to arrive in the middle of the night via BART trains south from the city. Right now they're, for those of you in different states, it's nothing more than their rapid transit system. Now, the reps for the SFO did not immediately return the news source's request for information. But then spokeswoman Doug Yogel told a local TV station that administrators were working hard to produce effective short- and long-term solutions for the matter. Put them back on the buses and send them back where they came from. The airport, you know, I love some of you bleeding hearts. Some of these places are not made for this. The airport is not made for the homeless. The mall, not made for the homeless. You know, if you're that much of a bleeding heart, then have your city allocate the money, buy one of those broken down old hotels that they always have. Every city's got them somewhere. Clean them up and put five to a room. I don't know what to tell you. We might make some of the trans tokens available to them. We might, if they're eligible or need transportation, we'll try to get them to a local homeless shelter. This is according to the spokesman from SFO. Ultimately, now think about this. We'll do everything we can to send them away. That's basically what he's saying in there. We're going to give them tokens. We'll give them this. We'll help them get on the train. So they don't want them there. Just don't let them be there. Up the police presence for a little while. Ultimately, we want to develop advocacy that finds the proper channels for these individuals. He said, so we're starting to reach out to the homeless advocacy in San Mateo County. We're looking to set up something with the city of San Francisco as well. For example, a former airport employee told the outlet that she went everywhere with a buddy in the early hours of her shift, apparently as a safety precaution, given the amount of homeless people she'd encounter, especially during bad weather. Now, I don't know what her buddy was. I don't know if it was a club, a gun, or a dog. But basically, she was afraid. She worked there and she was afraid. And she brought some kind of protection with her. That's sad. And it's not right. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. Right
now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I just like to listen. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I would have nothing if I didn't have listeners, right? Okay. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Give me your email address, joe@therealside.com. You can sit... Well, I'm sorry. Go to therealside.com and give me your email address there. We send out one email a week. If you want to send me an email, if you want me to take on a topic or what have you, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Big TRS in the subject line helps me know you're not trying to sell me something. Please don't try to sell me something that way. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to hear what you have to say. I mean, I love feedback on the show. I don't always make the changes you want, but I'd love to hear what you think, good, bad, or indifferent. I had somebody write me the other day, says, I hate when you read stories. Well, I didn't write them, so I have to read them. You know, maybe he didn't say whether he hated the way I read, because I don't even like the way I read. But maybe he just doesn't like the fact that we're reading the story. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the homeless problem in San Francisco. And it's not just a homeless as to where to put them. They are pooping in the streets on the side. Somebody, I want to, listen, when you send me something, would you give me a heads up when you send me a link on something? Somebody sent me a link to a homeless guy, for lack of a better way of putting it, taking a dump on the lawn of a business. Early in the morning. The guy's sitting at a red light, and he looks over, and he must have saw this guy just pull his pants down to squat. And so he films it, videotapes it, whatever it's called, records it. And then decide to post it and send me a copy. And it's like, I don't need to see this. I know it's disgusting. I know what they're doing. But the thing that was really telling or interesting was the homeless guy was looking like, yeah, so what? So they're just taking a dump any place they want to. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. So apparently the homeless are finding a way to get to San Francisco Airport via the transit system. Not underground, but the rail transit system. Now, this is kind of funny. The more I think about this, where are they getting money to get on the bus or to get on the train? Are they already in the station and they're just taking the trains back and forth? I'm just curious. But some people say, well, there's literally no place else for them to go. Yes, there is. There's all kinds of open places. Under the Golden Gate Bridge, under the Oakland Bridge, a whole bunch of bridges and open spaces and all the parks that San Francisco has. Be great places for them to go, wouldn't it? Don't you think? To one of the questions in the chat room, I mean, talk about this with David Fisher. It used to be the churches and communities would step up and help feed the homeless and take care of the homeless. But there's so many regulations in some of these big cities, you can't do it. You know, in San Diego, they used to have a church that fed the homeless twice a day. And I'm talking about good meals. But then they stepped in. This is how sneaky they are. They don't want those people. People around them are complaining about the homeless in the park, and there were more and more of them coming in and the whole nine yards. And to stop that from happening, the city passed an ordinance that your food, prepared food of any kind, had to be prepared in a commercial kitchen under certain circumstances and that kind of thing, with oversight. And there was no way the church could afford to do that. People making these sandwiches and soups and things that they were bringing, they were doing them all at home and then bringing them out. They would all agree to make, you know, 20 ham and cheese sandwiches each. So the city said, well, we can't have this because we don't know what kind of environment you're serving the food in or that you're making the food. You know, we know you have kids and a husband or a wife or what have you. And, you know, we know you eat there, but, God, we don't know what kind of condition you're making that food in. I'm giving it to my family, you moron. What kind of condition do you think I'm making the food in? And I've gone out of my way to go to the store, shell out some extra money to get some extra food for people so they have a fighting chance. And you're worried that I'm going to poison them? And who cares? You take care of their medical for free anyhow. Not mine, theirs. You know, and some people were complaining that the churches were doing it. And they were getting help from the city, and you have to have a separation of church and state. The problem was the heathens weren't stepping up to feed them. It was the churches. It's just beyond, this is the same kind of hate they have for Trump. They hate God, Jesus, and the churches so much that you cannot step up. If the city gives you 5 cents of help, it's wrong. The report, a recent report found that 28,000 people in the Bay Area are experiencing homelessness, compared to 76,000 in New York, 55,000 in Los Angeles. And they, I mean, if you drive through Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, if I was a vendor down there, I would be having a fit. I went down there to do something, I don't know, a month ago, a little over a month ago. I couldn't find a parking space, and that wasn't because there weren't any. It was because every place I could park the car had a tonnage of garbage, trash, human stuff in there. And there was no way I was pulling in there. But you couldn't anyway. If I was a city, I don't know, maybe you go through there with a street cleaner every morning or twice a day or whatever. I couldn't, for a bunch of people that don't have anything and don't have any food and don't have any money, they sure generate a boatload of trash. And I'm not talking about the morning newspaper either. Fast food bags, cups, all kinds of stuff. The absolute size of the Bay Area's homeless population combined with the region's temporary shelter options is insufficient to supply housing to these people. You know, and they say homeless lives, it's a hardship. How are we supposed to just throw them out? You know, one report said that it would take up to 2037 for every homeless person in the Bay Area to receive a bed, given the current rates of low-income housing, construction, and so forth. They can make something. I told you, go find the old hotels. But you've got prime real estate. What are you going to do? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'm having a good day, too. It's called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
As more and more people get to read the released Mueller report, President Trump at the White House with this reaction.
But I say it in front of my friends. This should never happen to another president again. This hoax. This should never happen to another president again.
So where do we go from here? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell weighs in.
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those eight people. It's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow up almost 107 points to close at 26,559. The NASDAQ up almost 2 points, and the S&P 500 up 4.5 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Okay, everybody sing. It's a happy song. I won't. But I want you to be happy. Joe Messina, your host. See? How can you be miserable with music like that? You can't even keep you couldn't keep a frown on your face during that song. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. For some of you sending me emails about the app, the online app, I'm working on it. Feel free to donate, though, because they're not inexpensive. And you head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and you can hit the donate button and throw a few bucks my way. Seriously. And so we're doing the app. We're going to clean it up, make sure it's done right this time. Not that it wasn't done right last time, but we're going to give you a few more features that you didn't have and just make it easier for you to get the show, listen to the show, respond, and that kind of thing. So the homeless situation in San Francisco. I don't want to beat this up for the whole hour, so we'll just finish up real quick here. The San Francisco Travel Association. And you know this is going to happen. You see it all over the news, and you know it's going to happen. And what ends up happening is that their tourist programs, the travel agencies, the things that they have that they can share with somebody, I mean, the areas that they can share and have them come out, people don't want to go to because they see pictures of them online. They see pictures of what's happening. And it ain't pretty. Joe D'Alessandro said that we're losing business. Now, he is the head of the San Francisco Travel Association. He said, we have groups who say that they can't come to San Francisco as long as the streets look like they do. Now, the exact impact, they don't really know. Right? I mean, seriously. San Francisco's had a billion-dollar tourist program there for years. Right? But people are pulling back, canceling. It's not looking good in June at all. You know, you're hearing about what's happening with the human feces there when it dries up and it gets into the air. You know, and they're paying, what was it, $160,000? So if you want a job and you've got kind of a decent job but you want to make more money, they're paying you $160,000 to pick up human stuff in the streets of San Francisco. Think about that. Now, they lost a trade show. The Medical Association, when they started seeing, when they were going out there, setting things up, checking things out, they decided, nope, its members don't feel safe in San Francisco anymore. Now, somebody like Newsom will pop up and say, well, that's just because they're ignorant. They don't understand. We have a great police force. Everything will be fine. We can protect them. That's not it. They don't want to take their $200 high-heeled shoes and step in human stuff. They shouldn't be expected to have to tolerate that. I mean, San Francisco is supposed to be a world-class city. Is it becoming, not to insult those who live there, is it becoming a world-classless city? That's what I want to know. Hey, Democrat Ilhan Omar, right? You know, that newly elected anti-Semite? She's a member of Congress from Minnesota. You know, she's hated America for quite some time. We all know that. And listen, if you're one of those people who's going to accuse me and send me an email that this is hate speech, how you're talking to her, just save the atoms. Really. Don't bother. Because I think you're in that job for her. You'll call out the president for what you believe he's doing wrong and hateful. But we're not allowed to call out you people or your people when they're hateful. I believe she has hated America for quite some time. In 2017, for example, she used a tweet saying that the United States was founded by genocide, and the nation maintains global power through neocolonialism. You know what? They don't even know what half these words means, nor do they know how to spell them. She goes on to say, we must confront that our nation was founded by genocide, and we maintain global power through neocolonialism. Like, really? Where do you come up with this stuff? No, seriously. How does she come up with genocide? Does she even know what that means? Maybe she doesn't know what the word means. Maybe we should send her a dictionary. We could send it in English and whatever else, other language she spoke when she was a kid. But maybe she's a confusion as to what it means. She's obviously never really read the Declaration of Independence. Not a clue. The country's founding document was based on the notion that all people deserve an equal opportunity. All. That is black, brown, white. Woman, male. I'll even say other. In case that's what you go by. Right? Didn't matter what country you came from. As long as you came here legally, you follow the law, you have equal opportunity. Didn't matter whether you're short, tall, fat, round, thin, you still have equal opportunity. Didn't matter what, unlike the country she comes from, didn't matter whether you're gay or lesbian or whatever, you still got equal opportunity. The problem, I don't know, she might have a problem with it, is that these were all granted by God, not government. No government can take them away from you. Now, when my grandparents got here, some of your grandparents, or now great-grandparents, if you would, were being persecuted in Russia and other areas, right? I mean, look at, if you weren't a fascist in Italy during World War II, you were persecuted. If you were a Jew in Germany, only God could help you. And this country welcomed people from all over the world for all the right reasons. And people came here to work. Right? They allowed them the freedom. The government didn't tell you where you had to live, what job you had to take, how much toilet paper you got to use. When Omar herself was escaping Kenya, this country took her in and gave her freedom. How many countries would have done that? Right? How do you accuse this country of genocide when you came here for freedom and they didn't ask you what color? Oh, geez, we already have too many brown skins. Oh, they said to her. Right, how many countries in the world can somebody accuse being born out of genocide without being arrested? How many countries can you question? How many dictators being part of that country can you question without ending up in jail or court? All right? I mean, do you think Omar really appreciates the fact that she lives in a free country, what a real free country means, and what that Pledge of Allegiance actually does for her, what it means? See, the truth of the matter is, they are just words. Come on, guys, really. The national anthem is just words. The Pledge of Allegiance, they're just words. And the flag is just cloth with painted colors that we accept as our national flag. They mean nothing in and of themselves, right? It's what those words, how you act out those words, how you live out those words. When you see that in those oppressed countries of World War II, when they saw that American flag come into their city, into their town, into whatever, unless you were an enemy or something, I don't know, but when you saw that flag, the flag represented freedom. The cloth didn't. It wasn't the cloth that the flag was made out of that was going to give you freedom. It was those people that were coming to fight for you, to help you with your freedom. It was those majority at the time, white guys with guns, that came to help you with your freedom. They didn't go to a town and say, only white skins. No. They didn't go in there and say, white skins and 10 blacks, 10 Hispanics, 10 whatever. Not how they operated. They went in there to free the people, the human beings. Didn't even ask you what sex you were back then. How many countries in the world can somebody say that about? How many countries have actually done that without looking to occupy and take over? Right? It's really that simple. And when you look at the stuff, the tweets that went up, when you really see what this woman's put out there, what she believes to be truth, she has no business being in Congress. Absolutely nothing. I don't care that her people voted for her. No. 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 I'm Joe McSee, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Love the 70s intro. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And you know what? I hate when it sounds like we're begging and we're not. But seriously, social media has squelched a whole bunch of us. As you guys, some of you guys have followed me over the years, know that we had a robust and quite visited, heavily visited Facebook page. And then they pulled that one. And they pulled another one. And it's just getting irritating. So we have another one that's up, and we don't depend on it, but it's good that it's up there. If you want to follow us, you want to see the show live, you can always find it on our website, therealside.com. But selling sponsorships is all about the numbers. So, you know, a lot of the shows are heavily dependent on donations. So if you head over to our website, there's a donation donation button there. Click on the donation button. Give up a couple. I always joke the same thing. Give up a cup of your coffee. Some of you go, if you're like me, you go to the place where it's $1.12 for a large. Some of you go to that place where it's $4.99 for a large. Give up one cup of coffee. Help out. Give up one lunch. Help out. There's a lot of commentators out there that need the help. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. But buying stuff, too. Coffee mugs and shirts and what have you. They're all good as well. All right. So we were talking about Omar stating that this country was built on, founded on, genocide. I mean, talk about somebody who's totally, totally ignorant to what this country was founded on and what it went through and what happened. She has bought into everything that the hateful group that she hung out with as a child, maybe a professor in college or a few of them. You know, this is that whole radical stuff that used to happen on colleges on how bad the country was, which was always kind of funny because there they are. They're on campus. They're on campus for one of two reasons. Either their capitalistic family made a boatload of money that allowed them to pay for that school, and if they were so against it, they shouldn't have gone. Or this hateful country was giving them grants to live and go to that college as well. Unlike other countries that would either shot you for being useless, turned you into a janitor, turned you into a elementary, they would have told you what you were going to do. She went on to say that she said that living in Trump's America was an everyday assault. She also blamed the U.S. for a terrorist attack in Kenya. She traveled with an anti-American pro-communist organization, and she wants to defund the entire Department of Homeland Security. Of course she does. Right into everything you want to do. See, this is great. Right? When you talk about hanging out with being part of an anti-American pro-communist organization, you mean like Russia. Right? I mean, think about something. She's running around with an organization that's quote-unquote anti-American and pro-communist. What is Russia? Everybody's so upset that he's hanging out with Putin, that he's got a relationship with Putin. Didn't Obama have a relationship with the Castro brothers? And a very close one, I might add? And let's not forget her, let's never let her forget about the great words. Some people did something on September 11th. Right? I mean, and that's hilarious in and of itself. So what is, does she probably... I would love to get some of these people alone. I know I haven't finished this sentence yet. I'm so excited. Would you love to be in a room alone with her and a few others and get in and ask them about Pearl Harbor, what they know about it? Right? Ask them about these things, these milestones in this country. Things that we're not going to be able to say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor anymore. You know, people change. Do we always look upon the Germans as Jew killers? Right? Things change. You have to look at these societies today for what they are and what they're doing or not doing or what have you. We don't, and that's the funny thing about it. Unlike them, we don't hold a grudge for thousands of years or hundreds of years. We're done with it. We're friends with the Japanese. We have relationships with the Japanese. Technically, not all Japanese, obviously. The Japanese killed 3,000 of our people who were minding their own business on a Sunday morning. Do your own homework. That was the most screwed up attack in war history, for God's sakes. I think Japan delivered the declaration of war after they struck us without provocation. Right? You know, if you look at the tweets that she puts out, right? And you have to stop and say, there's only one way she got elected. She either hid all of those, or the people around her, remember, it's a representative government, or the people around her are okay with this. They fit in. They fall in line. They think it's good. Right? With all her tweets, the majority of them are anti-American. She is not a fan of this country. The country that didn't flog her, beat her, or anything else, gave her freedom in 1995 to be the wonderful human being she is today. Right? Her attitude about this country, right? Remember, this country took her in. It's really that simple. And she, and again, you think of what the Democrats are letting her get away with. If you're a Jew and you're a Democrat, what the heck? Nancy Pelosi embraces this kind of talk. Your team embraces this kind of talk. And all of a sudden, because Donald Trump said something, she's getting death threats. I guarantee you she was getting death threats long before Donald Trump said a word. Really that simple. There's no way in this God's creation that you're going to get me to believe that everybody was sending you love notes. I don't believe that happened at all. Again, 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you know what? If people would figure out how we were attacked, by who, in World War II, how many of these young people today, I challenge some of you guys, and I'd love you to get back to me in a few days. If you have younger nieces and nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, obviously they would be younger, grandsons, granddaughters, talk with them and ask them what they know about World War II. Who started it? How did it start? Who was involved? No, seriously. And then when you get to that point, ask them about World War I, what they know about it. I'm serious. I would be curious to know if they know who started it, what happened, what kicked it off, what ended it. Right? And how World War II started all over again. Well, you know, the Vietnam War. I'm not asking them to be experts in everything, but it wouldn't be cool to understand. And whatever they don't know, you fill in the blanks. Don't let the teachers do it. Sweet Jesus, don't let the teachers do it. You make sure that the information they get is real and right. Just saying. Do not let them teach your kids the wrong thing. Which is exactly what's been going on. They've only been teaching them partial history. I bet you they don't know how the KKK was started or what the NRA was originally all about. I'll bet you they don't know. And not kind of, sort of. All right, I know. I'm rambling on that too long. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I touched on this and I never finished it. And I really wanted to. Because this is a woman I actually like. I don't like everything about her. I'm not 100% on the same page as her. But there's a lot of things that I really do like about her. Condoleezza Rice. Here's an African-American woman. And look at what she rose to. Look who offered her that job. Oh, it was a white guy. That's right. A socialist student group at the University of Buffalo is calling out the school administration for hosting a war criminal. That's right. No, not Hitler. Condoleezza Rice. The former U.S. Secretary of State, Special Assistant to President George W. Bush, is scheduled to speak Wednesday as part of a Distinguished Speakers Series. It was hosted by the Graduate Student Association. The UBYDSA emphatically supports freedom of speech, including the right to protest. And it welcomes a variety of viewpoints to the campus. The Young Democrat Socialist of America statement reads, claiming that a national security advisor in the Bush administration personally approved the CIA's use of waterboarding on prisoners. She lied about the existence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and she used that to wage a war of aggression that directly caused the violent deaths of nearly 500,000 people. And yet these same colleges allowed, what's his name, Ahmadinejad to show up, to be on campus. See, you're letting the liberals twist and skew their little minds. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me. God bless, and have a great rest of the day. And come back tomorrow, because we'll be here tomorrow as well.